Hey, everybody. As we finished recording this show, we realized that it had gone from being about the cute parts of living alone to lots of gory details. So if you are listening to this with a child or a sensitive soul, we urge you, skip to the next episode.
If you irk easily or if you're under 18, please do not listen to this episode.
Under 18?
I mean,
we didn't say, we just talked about poop and stuff.
Under 14.
Fine. PG-13, everybody. Everybody, this is Marilyn.
This is Rhea.
And you're listening to Who Run the Time.
Now, what is Who Run the Time, you might ask? Well, during the COVID lockdown, ladies and gentlemen, Marilyn and I and Caddy and Millie the Cat were all on lockdown together, and we brought to you a whole sub-series about how we ran the time, but then lockdown ended, and lo and behold, time continued to run, and we continued to run it. And so we continue to tell you how we run the time. And today, we are going to tell you about the perks of living alone.
We're going to tell you about how Rhea runs the time and how Marilyn wishes she ran the time.
Guys, as you may know, this is my third year of living alone. And I had a very tumultuous relationship with living alone. I didn't like it. I liked it. I didn't like it at all. Then I liked it. Then I was indifferent to it. And now? I fucking love it. Fucking love it.
Rhea, what do you love about it?
First of all, I love the peace and quiet.
Are you saying that because you spent the weekend with me and my daughter?
No, not at all. Because contrary to what people might think of me, I am a big introvert.
That is true.
And as I grow older, I realize I fucking hate loud places. Loud restaurants, don't take me.
That's why I hate London.
The club? Don't take me to the club.
So you don't like loud places. Is that your top one?
Actually, it is top one.
Top one is peace and quiet?
Peace and quiet.
Mad.
I love the peace and quiet.
Well, that's not what I would have picked.
What would you have picked?
I really enjoy spending time with myself. But yes. It's not because it's quiet. It's more because I get to explore more aspects of myself because I have more time. It's the time, not the quiet, because actually the quiet gets to me. I'm not really an introvert. I love being around people. Like you did the 6 days on quarantine in the UK when you went and was like living your best life. I would have shot myself. After a day and a half, I'm like, please, I need to see a human being. So it's not that, but it's the time to do things that I want to do, pick the spot on the couch that I want to sit on, eat the food that I want to eat. It's that.
Yeah.
It's the not having to compromise.
I think the quiet and being able to do the things that I want to do and to just be with myself and just the calm.
Do you like being with yourself, Rhea?
Yeah, baby.
What else do you love about being on your own?
Doing whatever the fuck I want, whenever the fuck I want to.
You feel strongly about that one.
For example.
You just copied off of me, by the way, because that was my point.
I'm allowed to have that point too.
Make a third fucking point.
You want another point, but I'm not going to explore that point from my point of view.
We're done.
Wow. See? Marilyn's in my house now. And when she leaves, I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to open this recorder and re-say it.
Point number three.
I can wear whatever I want and no one cares. It could be mismatching. It could be nothing. It could be
dirty.
Dirty.
Smelly.
It could be whatever. I could sit in my fucking filth if I want to. And I don't have to by courtesy of anyone.
You know what I love about living alone? Playing music out loud.
Oh, that's what I did today.
There you go. And just like dancing.
Yeah. Also, you know what I love? All surfaces are available to me at all times. For example.
Because you like to lick the floor?
No. This is what I mean. Let's say I'm working in my office and I want to start working from the couch. Guess what? The couch is available. It's always fucking available. I want to go lie down because I'm overwhelmed.
Not having to negotiate space.
Guess whose bed is always available? Mine.
Yeah, I literally haven't felt like that in years because not only because of Hadi, but also because of Millie. Because even when Hadi's not there, Millie's there. Millie would fucking like invade the bed and I haven't been solo.
You know what else I love? I can invite whoever I want, whenever I want, without having to check with anybody.
Oh my God. I kind of do that anyways. Poor Hadi. But
the number of times Hadi, he'll be like coming down the stairs and you'll be like, oh, blah, blah is coming. He's like, oh, really?
Or he'll just find them there.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you're like here. Like you. Like me. He'll be always. Like, oh,
picking my nose.
Oh, I always pick my nose.
I love picking my
me
nose.
Me too. By the way, is there a thing? Is there a thing about, like, we maybe should look this up. Maybe we'll ask ChatGPT. Like, sure. There's a very satisfactory thing about picking your nose. You know, it's so funny. I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, do people do this?
Everybody does.
Do you do it in the car?
Yes.
Me too.
My thing is in the car. Actually, driving alone. I love driving alone.
So imagine that feeling of you driving alone. I feel that all the time. I'm trying to think what else. I don't have to pick up after myself. Like, look at where all my shoes are.
I only see one there.
There's one there. There's one here. There's probably one by the bathroom.
There's a tote bag on the floor.
There's my shopping over there.
You get to choose your own furniture without having a discussion.
See, I didn't even think about that because I haven't had to deal with it.
No one tells you that you need to hang your paintings or else.
Yep, exactly. Also, all the closet space is mine.
No one gets annoyed because there are too many things on the sink and there's no space for them.
Wow. Do you want me to give you my apartment for like a weekend? Just for
no
you?
No one shaves and leaves like their beard stuffs in the sink. No one takes your socks by mistake.
Wait, Hadi took your socks?
I keep buying socks and they keep disappearing. You don't have to wait for somebody to get ready so that you can leave.
I love how you've like taken this episode and like passed the mic. This is what I miss. Let me tell you what else. I walk into my apartment and there are no surprises. Everything is where I left it.
Oh my God, I miss that so much.
Even though I can't find my cheese grater.
But in general, things
are where you left them.
There is sanity in that.
Hala, one downside about living alone. If there's a little sound, it scares the bejesus out of you because you're just like, it's just me. Look, like
I live with three other people and a cat and it still scares the bejesus out of me. No one to hoard things that you don't want.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep, yep. You can get rid of anything anytime. You can act like a fucking slob and no one is there to witness it, to judge it, to shame it. There are some people who you can be a slob around and they don't care. But hey, you could just be fully, unequivocally you with your smells and your desires and your content. That sounded horrible.
I mean, that sentence can be taken every which way. What's the last embarrassing thing you did alone?
I'll tell you.
Tell me on the mic. What's the most embarrassing thing you did when you were alone this week?
Oof. Oof.
Shit.
I don't know if I want to say that on the mic.
You're going to have to say it on the mic.
No.
Say it.
Okay, it's really disgusting.
What is it?
I like almost pooped myself.
Why?
Because I was at the supermarket and I drank too much water and I didn't go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And it was really cold.
Peed yourself.
Pooed.
But why?
And so I was rushing home and I really had to poo. And so I was holding it. And then almost pooed on the floor.
Wow.
I left my groceries in the car.
Nasty.
It was disgusting. It was literally disgusting. Like, it was just like, and I also, because you know when the thing is you really have to pee and you hold it and then it turns into poo and then it's just like a whole thing.
I have no idea what you're talking
You've
about.
You've never had that.
My pee never turns into poo. Like, I don't know what you're saying. It's not a thing.
Let me explain it to you.
It's.
When you hold your pee for too long.
What is too long? 3 days? Like, what do you mean?
Like 30 minutes. Like, where you really have to pee. And then your whole body, like, is like, why am I not peeing? And then it was like, oh.
That's a you thing, right?
And then it was like, all systems go.
That's a you thing. I have no idea how that works.
So that's one. I've also, it's not embarrassing, but now I, like, walk around naked.
That's not embarrassing.
I fucking love it. It's great. You're always comfortable. Who invented clothes is my question. But I still sleep with a sweater on. No bottoms, but a sweater.
What? Like naked, no bottoms? Or like you're wearing underwear?
I'm wearing underwear.
And a sweater.
Because it was so funny.
You're the strangest human.
I'm really weird. But last year when I was in Sweden by myself for like 10 days, I don't know why. I was like really warm in my hotel room and I just like removed just my pants. And since
and never
then,
put them back on.
Oh, I think the most embarrassing thing is that...
More than almost pooping yourself? I'll take it. What is the most embarrassing thing?
I cannot believe
thing?
That's never happened to you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like when you really have to pee.
It's not... It doesn't...
It's a thing.
Okay, listeners, please weigh in.
It's
Let
a
us
thing.
Know. Let us
it's
know.
It's a thing. What about you, dude?
What about me?
What is the most embarrassing thing you've done at a house by yourself or with someone else?
Well, I can't say that it's embarrassing, but I did it particularly because Hadi wasn't here.
This is before Gabby.
No, this is this week.
Oh, okay.
As you all know from listening to our previous Who Run the Time, my tampons don't work anymore. And therefore, I have now replaced them with period underwear. And first of all, I didn't realize how much we fucking bled because I've been using tampon for the last 20 years.
But you know... Different women have different flows.
I understand, but nonetheless, it's a lot, fucking lot. And I realized that if I put that underwear in the washing machine,
everything turns red.
Everything would be bloody, if not red. And so I washed and hung my bloody underwear all over the bathroom as a pre-wash, and it was nasty.
I think we need to have a PSA before this episode. This is supposed to turn about the perks about living alone, and it's turned into a poo and blood podcast.
But this is the thing. The perks of living alone is you get to be an organic human being.
Totally.
Other than that, I haven't been living alone for such a long time that I wouldn't be able. I mean, I can't tell you how much I love it. And it's also why I resisted having... Oh, poor me. But I resisted having someone at home full time until like the last minute because I love being in my own house and for there not to be anybody else there. And I will not have this for a very long time. So voila. Meh, meh, meh.
Can I just say, there's also this misconception whenever you're like a woman in your 30s living alone, people are like, aw. And I'm like, no, aw. Like, yay. Hooray for you.
Hooray for you.
You are living the fucking life.
Completely.
And maybe this is too cheesy for Who Run the Time. But I feel very safe and at peace in this house. And I really like being here. I came to this realization, right? That I am my own household. And this is my house.
That reminds me of a conversation we had with Gilda at Safadi. In when you immigrate, you're no longer afraid to leave home because you are home.
Yeah.
To yourself.
Exactly. So love it.
All right, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Who Run the Time. And in this episode, in all its visual, disgusting glory, we told you of all the perks of living alone. And I would love, absolutely love, to hear your stories of how much you love living alone. Poop, pee, farts, picking your nose and all. And if you don't live alone, what do you miss about living alone? Or if you want to defend not living alone, please, by all means, state your case. We are open to all points of views. Yeah, before you sign off, whether you're living alone or with other people and you're all listening to Who Run the World at the same time on your respective devices, please open the app where you are now. And if you haven't subscribed, followed, given a rating, given a review, please do so. And if you're listening on Spotify, please make sure to click on that bell. That way you can be notified every time we release a new episode. And yeah, I'm going to leave the last word to my dear...
Actually, this
best
is what happens when
co-host.
You live alone. You just keep talking.
I do talk to myself.
Clearly.
All the time.